In some cases, there are people who have opposite opinions, who have totally different ways of looking at an issue, but yet they both say that they are following the Sunnah. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has informed us that the Yahud would break into 72 groups and our Ummah would break into 73 groups. And when they asked him, and he said that all of them would be in the fire except one. And when they asked him about that one, he told them, "Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi." It is the one that I am on and my companions. And so the question is, what is the Sunnah? And we have to ask ourselves and put some effort into a sober, unemotional study of the life of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. Trying to use the most authentic sources available. And this, inshallah, I pray and hope, would have tremendous benefits for our lives and our families. In the study of the seerah, we study all of the sciences of Islam. There is above all the study of Kitabullah. There's the study of tafsir. There is the study within the seerah of hadith. There is the study of fiqh, even Arabic grammar and literature. All of the subjects spring out of this source. Also, there is a tatbiq al-amali li ahkam al-Islam. There is a practical application of the laws of Islam, and to a certain extent, we are able to see how the laws developed. It is a practical example, a living example of how Islam unfolded, how the story unfolded. Also, this study leads a person to the knowledge of the descriptions and states of the Prophet ﷺ, his living example, what he did in different situations. And if a person gains mahabbah, the love, and follows the Prophet's example, ﷺ, then the ayah comes alive. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Verily for you and the Messenger of Allah is a fine example for he who puts his hope in Allah and the Day of Judgment and remembers Allah often. Now this mahabbah that we need to have in our hearts, this love should lead us to itba'. It should lead us not only to an emotional feeling, but it should lead us to that desire, that understanding that we need to follow everything that we learn about the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the proof of this, and the fact that this mahabba actually leads to the love of Allah. So this mahabba leads to itba, and that itba, that following, leads to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us, in Surah Ali Imran, verse 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. In this verse, Allah tells us, say, O Muhammad, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. The next point, that reading about the positions that the Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba took during their lives gives us courage. And it helps us to strengthen our taqwa and the conviction for establishing the truth. Learning about the mu'ajizat, the miracles that happened around the Prophet ﷺ, strengthens our iman. There are many lessons in the seerah. And these lessons influence us in our character and guide us in all different aspects of life. There are lessons for all types of people, male, female, young and old, rich and poor, especially the du'at, especially for those who are calling to Allah and those who are trying to be involved in the raising of kalimatullah, in raising the word of Allah. Then it is in this seerah, Seeratul Nabawiyyah, that we have the living example. And we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put our beloved Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, through a series of changes in order to show us that we are not too high to suffer or to be persecuted. This biography is also the highest level of humanity. Al-Mathal al-A'la. It is the perfect example for human life. In it, there is also the stages of da'wah. How the da'wah evolved. What were the obstacles? What were the challenges? We also find within this seerah, As-Siratu Nabawiyyah, ma'rifatu asbab al-nuzul. There is also the knowledge of the reasons surrounding the revelations. So in other words, when you look at an ayah, to completely understand this verse, you need to understand when it was revealed. What was the circumstances wherein this ayah was revealed? And then it helps you to see the miracle of the Quran. And so by going through the seerah, we are able to see, we're able to understand the asbab al-nuzul and to go more into this science. Next, there is the knowledge of an-nasikh wal-mansukh, and that is those verses of the Qur'an that were cancelled. There are some verses that are in the Qur'an, but they were revealed at a certain period of time, and although we read them, we don't practice what's in the verse because they were cancelled by later verses. And so through the seerah, we can also begin to understand this very important subject. There is also clarity on some crucial issues. One of the most important issues that comes to light is the role and the fada'il, or the preferences, the good qualities of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And when we see how the life of the Prophet ﷺ unfolded, then we really begin to understand the importance of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. We will begin to understand the importance of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. We will begin to understand the importance of Aisha, radiallahu anha. Without seeing that seerah, we might get confused by books that are being written and by statements that are being made. But when the seerah unfolds in front of your mind, then you can see the important role that these individuals played. The seerah also helps us to develop the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood, especially the propaganda written by the Orientalists against Islam, because one of the important fields of study that was taken up by Orientalists in Europe and America was to study the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in order to destroy his reputation and to paint pictures of our beloved messenger, peace be upon him, as though he was a devil or he was a lecherous man, and so forth and so on. And so this study, inshallah, is a gateway which can open for us all of the knowledges within the Islamic sciences. Now, in the sources of the seerah, Siratu Nabawiyyah, the most important source is the Book of Allah itself. This obviously is the most authentic source for the life of the Prophet ﷺ, because as he was described by Aisha radiallahu anha, he was the Quran walking and talking. He was a living book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.